A popular Outcast production.
I am hope.
I am hope.
I am Esperanza.
I am hope. This is the Sound of Life podcast.
I am old school Mike.
This is Sound of Life.
12-year-old Dre.
I am old school Mike. This is Sound of Life.
This is the Sound of Life podcast. This is Sound of Life.
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 I am 12-year-old Drea. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, 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 yo. Yo, yo, yo. Yo, 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 yo. Hello, fellow listeners, and welcome to the Sound of Life podcast. I am 12-year-old Drea, and this is episode 16. And this is my awesome, wonderful father.
Greetings and salutations. This is the old school Mike. And with us, as always, is Hope. However, Hope has taken a vow of silence. And that is going to make podcasting rather difficult for us in the near future. And that's her mumbling. But as a proxy for Hope's voice tonight, we have a very special little brother in the mix.
My little bro.
What's your name, sir?
Caden.
Caden, that is right, Caden. Caden, a.k.a. little brother. So we have old school Mike, 12-year-old Drea, and little brother Caden on the Miggity Mic. What? Anyhow, so guys, big exciting stuff in your world. Summertime's over. Go back to school this week.
That's such big news.
What do you think about that, guys?
Horrible.
You're not excited? Are you ready to go back to school?
No.
You're looking forward to seeing your friends and stuff?
No. Nope. No.
I want to meet my friends, but I don't want to go to school.
Oh. Well. All right. Well. Last week, episode 15, was a very special summer mix of songs. The summer school mixtape.
What?
So in along that line of thoughts, we have some interaction to go along with that. We have a Twitter correspondence and an email, so why don't we get to those now? As far as the Twitter goes, we have a super fan extraordinaire, Mr. Jackson Murphy, sent us a tweet thanking us for introducing him to the Christoph Crane and Idea song, Best Friends, which was the second song on the mixtape, and Caden and Drea, this one really kind of makes me think of you guys. It's a song where the two guys are talking about, like, the clouds and what they look like and, you know, monsters and the ones that play the spaghetti attacking an exercise machine. And I know you guys do that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But we also have an email, and that was, "Hey there, SOL Podcast. I want to say that although episode 15 was not a normal episode, I really enjoyed the mix that Old School Mike provided. There was a few songs I don't know, but I used Shazam to figure out, like Best Friends and the song at the end by Prince Paul. That one is pretty weird, but funny too. Just wanted to drop a line to say I really liked it. It was very much like the holiday and Valentine specials he helped make over at Three the Hard Way. Keep up the good work, and I hope you do more episodes like this in the future. From Jerry." So, Jerry, thank you. And we will totally do more episodes like this. You guys listened to the summer mix a little bit while we were cruising around in the car to go help Mommy prepare her classroom for school. And you like summer songs, don't you?
Yes.
Did you guys have a good summer? Was it a good summer vacation?
Yes, but I wish it was longer.
Did you guys do everything that you needed to do? We did a vacation. We did a... You know, lots of swimming involved, right? What else? What did you guys do that was fun this summer? Or was there something that you just really missed out on, or what?
I hung out with my best friend in the whole entire world. Shout out number one by me, Megan, my best friend. Yeah.
Oh, yes, the Megan. The Megan is the best friend. We saw the Megan, a lot this summer. What about you, Boy Wonder?
Cricket.
Going to the hotel.
Yeah.
Hotel, motel, Holiday Inn.
He has a little special thing for hotels. He likes the trips and all, but his favorite part is the hotels. I have no clue why, but we like the hotels. And this hotel was special because it had a little kid place that had its own TV and then three beds. And it was just really cool. They had two bunk beds and then one, like, you know, I don't know. It was just really cool.
And a big pool, but we didn't go in there.
You guys did do a lot of swimming, though, this summer, didn't you?
Yeah.
Like, at the Mimi's house and stuff?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah? You did some swimming, Caden? I didn't do too much swimming, though, did I?
No.
Having an IV in your arm doesn't really let that happen. But anyway, along with the whole pool party, summertime fun theme, Jeff Kunkel, one of the guys from the Popular Outcast, who helps us put out the show each and every week, sent a request a while back for the Aquabats and a song called Pool Party. So let's play that, and then we can get into a little bit about who and what the Aquabats are.
Here they are with their smash hit Pool Party, the Aquabats.
Pool party, baby. It was a cool party. Cool pool party. La 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 la. Pool party, baby. It was a cool party, cool pool party, la 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 la. Popcorn, hot dog buns, hamburger patties, all the food you need to feed the many hungry. Millions of people want into my party, but it's invite only. You're on the list, baby, you're pool ribs. I cleaned it yesterday, grab your swimming suit, it'll be a hoot. Holy guacamole, we got chips, so come on, take a dip, cause my pool ribs. Hasn't been a party like this since 1985. Come to my party, let the games begin. We've even got floaties if you can't swim. Yeah, I blow ribs. I cleaned it yesterday. Grab your swimming suit. It'll be a hoot. Holy guacamole, we got chips. So come on, take a dip.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah. Holy guacamole, we got chips.
So what do you think of that song, Caden?
Good.
Yeah, Treya obviously liked the guacamole, the holy guacamole line. Yeah, pretty fun song though, right?
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting, interesting.
What about Yo Gabba Gabba or Aquabats? Did you watch either of those TV shows? Because they are both kid shows, like on Disney Channel or something.
I used to.
Nope. I watched a lot of Dora.
You used to watch Yo Gabba Gabba, Caden? You did?
No.
That's pretty fun. There's a lot of music on that show, isn't there?
Yes.
Cool, cool, cool. So, all right. Well, that was the Aquabats and Pool Party. And the story behind the Aquabats is that they were like this like punk pop group. And they were not super worldly popular. And you're rocking out over there, huh, Caden?
Yeah.
They were not super worldly popular, and somebody saw their gimmick, like where they're all dressed up like kind of like superheroes, and they all have the mustaches and everything. And they were like, dude, your whole gimmick would make a really good TV show. So they got on Disney Channel, and the rest was history. Now they make awesome songs like that for Yo Gabba Gabba and their own TV show and all that jazz.
I don't think they still make episodes, but they still play it on Disney Channel because it was on last night. Or yesterday. I think I'm going to do the Halloween. I'm just going to have the mustache, and I'm going to have, like, a broken tooth right here. She's going to put a raisin there and just dress up like a superhero.
That might be cool. The old school family could all be the Aquabats. All four of us could be, like, nutty, wacky, all the same outfit. Anyway, so, Caden, I know in order for you to be Hope's proxy, and Hope's still here. She's, like, mumbling in the background. We're going to have to get her one of those. We're going to have to get her one of those little, you know, the little robot voice apps or something so she can be like,
hello, I am still here in the podcast.
We duct taped your mouth.
Anyway.
She talks too much.
Caden, in order for you to grace us with your awesome
musical stylings and talents on this podcast, you made me promise something. What was that? What did I have to do earlier? What game did I play?
Play Arkham City.
That's right. Batman Arkham City. The boy loves the Arkham City, and he loves to watch me play. And he was like, listen, I will do your podcast, Father, but only if you play the Arkham City. So, I'm going to pick a song for just that kind of ransom going on there. Mr. Caden, I am going to pick one of my favorites, MC Chris.
Of course.
And the song is called Part One, and it's all about Batman. So, listeners at home, enjoy the MC and the Batman goodness.
I heard this.
Yeah, you guys know this.
I love this song.
You guys know this one quite well.
Yes, I do.
Folks, and we was having a laugh. We didn't do this too often, mingle with the proletariat. Folks were all money and too often they were scared of cat. Always going out, leaving me with the help. Always raising funds and I'm left with myself. They saw that I was missing out on being a kid. Dad said we're going out and I'm flipping my lid. I was lost in the dark, took my time in the cave. Surrounded my bats, alone and afraid. Big Z on the screen, man, drooling in danger. Assemble some evil, can focus their anger. A hero that sent the unjust to their ruin. A mask to protect them from people pursuing. A cape to conceal, a collection of tricks. And everything black, on this he insists.
I am the Batman, I jump up.
Screaming that she was shot in the head. I see pearls in a puddle that was suddenly red. The memory gets muddled except for what the man said.
Ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
A riddle I remember for the rest of my life. This killer was a chiller, I was frozen to the bone. Alfred found me, I was howling like a pup on his own. I made a promise to my parents in a circle of light. I would vanquish evil in a cape, maybe some tights. I didn't know how I would do it or which form it would take. I just knew it was a creature only I could create.
I am the Batman, I jump up and then I land. You don't know what I got in my hand. The shape of a bat.
But I gave them the slip, stowed away on a freight. I was pissed at being rich, life's a bit so they say. Foreign land with the plan and the knowledge within. For soon to be a man that would need to begin. His quest to be best and defend the oppressed. Packed into projects like objects and pests. I'd have to return, but for now I would train. I learned tracking and hunting on the African plains. In China learned Tao, Japan learned Jiu-Jitsu. Don't believe you would bleed, then let me convince you. Nerve pinch and a pinch, never palm, not the strike. Use the quivering palm in a fight, take a life. Over 100 forms of hand-to-hand anguish. Was it a stone in my dome? Learned every language. Started chatting with ninjas, disguise and escape. Learned boxing, detoxing, concealing with capes. Went to Cambridge, Sorbonne, but never for too long. Before the end of the semester, I would have to be gone. Came home to forgotten Gotham, so rotten and twisted. Came home to my mansion, its vast ash riches. Brooding in the darkness with a bust of my father. A bat through the window.
I am a Batman, I jump up and then I land. You don't know what I got in my hand. The shape of a bat, you was flat, I could land. I am the Dark Knight, I do what's right, but I do what I spite. Don't look quite right, if you turn on the light, I'll land with a boom, a school of fight.
Many, many times. It used to be one of Caden's favorite songs.
Yeah, still is.
Of course.
So that's part one. What do you guys think? What do you think of the video, Caden? We watched a video for that for the first time. What do you
it
think of the video, buddy?
Awesome.
Yeah, that was clips of all different clips of Batman movies, huh?
Yeah.
Batman Begins and the 89 Tim Burton Batman. We're a Batman family, aren't we? We watch a heck of a lot of Batman, don't we?
Yes.
We watched
I love it.
We watched some Batman today, in fact, didn't we? What was the cartoon we were watching?
Batman Brave and the Bold.
That is true. Yes, indeedy. Batman Brave and the Bold. You weren't watching it with us, were you, Dre? You were too cool for school. You were like, I have to do something like my hair.
Makeup and hair.
Anyway, yeah, so that was my pick. And I promised, yeah, you think we should do this one, Hope? She nodded her head. Okay. This email has been trying to get put out for like 3 episodes now. Every time we were riddled with problems, or Hope wasn't around, or the kids weren't around, or Dre wasn't here, whatever. All kinds of issues. Anyway, we're finally getting to it, because I literally wrote this person back in an email correspondence and was like, dude, I'm so sorry we did not get to it. I promise you it will be in episode 16. So here it is. Email numero dos. And this is titled, Greetings from Seoul. And here, Dre, you read it.
Okay. Hello, Hope, Mike, and Dre. I'm Emma, and I'm a 19-year-old female listener, 5'7", from Seattle, but currently residing in Seoul, South Korea. I really enjoy your show and plan to submit music regularly. For my first request, I would like to request a song by The Strokes. The Strokes are literally my favorite band ever, besides Cage the Elephant, of course. I went through a really cruddy breakup about 2 months before I came to Seoul and found much solace in The Strokes' music. I found that I could wallow in my misery profitably while at the same time feeling defiant and indifferent. Julian Casablancas' voice has that effect, I think. So the songs I want to request, I Know I'm Greedy, are Whatever Happened and Undercover of Darkness. Anyways, I like all Stroke songs because there are just so many meanings you can grasp from them depending on where you are personally coming from, which I love. A Stroke song for me can fit any occasion, whether I'm feeling resigned or rebellious, pumped or subdued. Anyways, enjoy and thanks again for the podcast. I get really excited every time a new one comes out.
Awesome. Well, thank you, Emma from Seattle, who currently resides in South Korea. You are by far the furthest fan that we have had any correspondence from. So kudos to you, lady. Thank you.
Woo!
Kaden, what do you think about her writing us all the way from Korea? That's on the other side of the world. Like, we're here. Korea's here. Pretty awesome. Whoa. Pretty cool, huh?
Yeah.
Maybe she'll write you a letter next time. She'll be like, hey, little brother Kaden, I have a little brother too, and he's super awful to me. Or I am awful to him, and I pick on him. I don't know that for sure. I'm just totally BSing. Because, you know, for all I know, Emma has no siblings. I don't know. But Emma, thank you. And, you know what? Because you're so far away and you're so awesome to get us this email, you can be greedy. We're going to play both songs. So anyway, here's the first one, Whatever Happened.
We're going to play both because we like you so much. You're special.
I want to be with side of. She want to be admired.
that's the Strokes. Whatever happened. I can understand listening to that around a breakup, you know. As an 8-year-old kid, Caden, what do you think about the Strokes as a band? You play guitar. You think it's got cool guitar parts in that song, or what? It's a pretty neat rhythm sound to the guitar in that song.
It's okay.
Just okay?
Yeah.
You don't like it much? Or you think it's just okay, that's it?
It's just okay.
Like, was it a cool song? Do you like his voice, Julian Casablancas?
Not that much.
No, not really your cup of tea. It's not really poppy enough for you, is it? What about you, Drea? What do you think about it? I like his voice. It's a neat tone. They're definitely like a throwback type band, you know, like a that like old school rock. So yeah, definitely like a throwback band and stuff. Like I said, what are your feelings on the Strokes? Or do you want to listen to the other song first so you get a better idea, Drea?
Well, so far I actually really really like that song for some reason. I don't even know why so much, but for some reason, like, I'm not really into like hard guitar and all that kind of stuff, like punky music.
Well, it's not really punky or super hard.
Still,
but
I don't know. It was really loud for me. You know what I mean? I listen to light, elegant music.
Can you not dance to that kind of music?
Yeah, I can. You just do a whole bunch of flips and turns and thingamabobs.
Hope, Jesus, God, jumping up and down. You almost got you to talk on that one, evidently. Anyway, yeah, she's given 2 thumbs up. So evidently she really likes the song, or she thinks that Emma is really cool for suggesting it.
I like them both.
Or being from Korea, whatever. Caden, you were just laughing out loud about my Hope joke, huh? You almost ruined it for me. So here is Emma's pick number 2, The Strokes with Under Cover of Darkness.
Yeah.
Okay, so that was The Strokes, Undercover of Darkness. What did you think about it, Caden?
I didn't like it.
Oh, harsh.
Not a fan of that one, huh, Caden? You were double thumbing it down from the very beginning. Was it because of the guitar player so much better than you?
Oh, you just got burned.
Just kidding, dude. I'm just playing. You're a little guy. You're just learning how to play guitar. You play way better than I do, though, don't you?
We always joke around with Caden. Don't worry. This isn't just us trying to be mean or anything. This is just joking around. He takes it as a joke, and then he gets it back.
So you didn't like that one, Caden?
No.
Didn't like it at all? Didn't like the guitar? Didn't like the voice? And we didn't watch the video for that one either. We just watched like it was like a lyric video or something. So it wasn't very cool on that department either. But I really liked it. And, you know, it made me kind of want to listen to more of The Strokes, which I know you were.
You took my line.
You did say that while but the mic wasn't on. So I got to it first.
Okay.
You just got served, Drea.
Okay. So I said, during that song, I'm like, whoa, the guitar at the beginning, it sounds really kind of scary sounding. Scary. It's like, nah, 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 like that. And I mean, it just wasn't my favorite at the beginning. And then I started liking it. And then I'm like, oh, well, maybe I should listen to this later on in life and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, you know, maybe I'll have to start listening to The Strokes because they sound really awesome.
So, all right, Mr. Caden, Mr. Guitar Rock God, Mr. Sing-songy guy. I gotta say, you know, when we're rocking out in the car, you have a really good voice when you sing your songs. And you sing some Macklemore, you sing some Bruno Mars. And you really like that one dude that does all the covers of Bruno Mars songs. What's his name?
Max Schneider.
Isn't there two brothers?
It's Max Schneider.
The Schneider brothers. So Max Schneider's pretty awesome, huh? Do you want to hear him do a song, or do you want to hear Bruno Mars do a song? Pick a goodie. So what song is it that you want to listen to?
Treasure.
Treasure? Is that what it's called? Treasure?
Yeah.
Treasure by Mr. Bruno Mars. Do you want to sing a little bit of it for everybody so they can hear your golden voice? Do you want, how about I play the song and you sing along with it and then I'll just edit it out?
No.
No? I can't trick you, huh?
No.
You're smarter than that?
I will. Yes. Just kidding, no.
Oh, nobody wants to hear you sing, though. That's the reason
you're so mean.
That's the reason you're a dancer.
That's so mean.
That's the same reason that I'm a podcaster, because I can't sing or dance. Here's Bruno Mars' Treasure for the Boy Wonder. Let's see what this is all about.
Give me your attention, baby. Tell you a little something about yourself. You're one of our flawless. Ooh, you a sexy lady. But you walk around here like you wanna be someone else. Ooh, whoa. I know that you don't know it, but you're fine, so fine.
Fine, so fine. Ooh, whoa.
Oh, girl, I'm gonna show you when you're mine.
Treasure, yeah, you are my treasure.
Bruno Mars with Treasure. That's a pretty awesome song, actually. It's pretty fun. Pretty good beat to it. Yeah, man. Pretty good throwback sound. That's like, it's kind of a little Michael Jackson almost, a little poppy sensation. Kaden, why do you like that song so much?
Because it's good.
You like a lot of Bruno Mars songs, don't you?
Yeah.
You like his voice?
Got it from me.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're all kind of really poppy and, like, fun to move to. Like, you kind of want to, like, dance in your seat a little bit, don't you?
No, they're not. Like, almost all of his are sad love songs about girls breaking up with him. That's, like, all his songs are about. All of them.
Well, I don't know. That song seemed pretty, That's the only pretty song. Good. Okay.
Well. Natalie is a breakup song, too, but it's really popping and hit music. It's like,
I don't know. I know they play a lot of dudes' music on the radio, and it all seems to make me want to groove in my seat while I'm driving around.
When I Was Your Man was sad, Lazy Days was like another one of the popping fun songs, you know, like the boo, doo, 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 like that makes you want to dance, stuff in your seat, like Blurred Lines.
8-year-old, depending on Bruno Mars, is good.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can get us tickets.
What about you, 12-year-old Drea? What do you think about the Bruno Mars other than, what were you saying about the videos? All the videos stink now.
Well, I just miss his old videos. I think it was in Just the Way You Are and stuff like that, and like Grenade and all those. They had wonderful just videos. I don't know. They were just awesome. It was like him playing a piano. That was just, I don't know. It was really cool. And then they had, what were the little, they're like CDs, but they're not CDs. They're like that. And you put them in and then you.
Cassette tapes?
Yeah, those things. Those things.
I am the king of the cassette tapes. I still have a bunch of cassette tapes, but nothing to play them in.
He had like those come out and make like a face and everything for Just the Way You Are. I think that's what it was. So yeah, but I just miss it because now it's all like Michael Jackson kind of stuff. And I mean, I like Michael Jackson too. It's just, you know,
Michael Jackson was the king of pop. And to quote Run DMC, I'm the king of rock. There is none higher. Sucker MCs can call me sire.
Well, I'm just saying, like, now it's all flashing lights, and When I Was Your Man, it was just, I thought it was going to be an amazing video. It just came out with, like, him and a piano. Come on!
So it's heartfelt, so the guy's, like, trying to pour his emotion out, and he's sitting there at a piano, pouring his soul into the music, and you're like, oh, slacker, get some better video.
Let's get to my song, because my song's the best.
All right, Miss Drea, let's wrap up the show with your song. What song are you picking for our golden ears this evening?
Only the best song in the universe right now. It's called Still Into You by Paramore. And the girl's name is, I forgot her name. I think
Hayley Williams.
Yes, the pink and orange half-headed, wonderful, pretty, funky, awesome.
Yeah, she typically usually just has like bright orange hair.
Yeah, I know.
But for this video, yes, it's a change. It's right down the middle, half pink, half
best video
orange.
Ever.
It's an interesting one. We certainly watched it enough yesterday on the YouTube for you to let us know that you liked it. Kaden and I were like, oh my god, again? This is the fourth time in the row.
Oh yeah, it's my jam.
to poo.
You're mean.
Still into poo, huh? 8-year-old poop jokes coming out right out the bat. All right.
What?
So Caden, you're still into poo. I'm guessing you don't like that song because
yes,
you made fun of it.
No, because I watched it so many times.
You saw it so many times yesterday on the YouTube. What do you think, Caden? What do you think about Hayley Williams? Huh? She got some bright hair. She's kind of a pretty girl. She's a little exotic looking. No. Do you think someday, like, if you had a girlfriend someday when you're older, do you think that she would have bright pink or orange hair?
No.
You wouldn't go for the punk rock look?
No.
Bright hair, combat boots, little tights that are painted or something? No. What do you think about Hayley Williams and the Paramore? Because you picked the song, so why do you like it so much? What is it about them? Do you know Paramore's music prior to this? Mm-hmm. Do you? Mm-hmm. The only thing I know from them is like Misery Business. It's like their super popular song, what they got famous on.
Never heard that.
Well, first of all, I like Hayley a lot, just because she's pretty, she's awesome, and everything about her. And she sings amazing for some reason. And I really like the band. And I've watched a few of their music videos, and I've heard a lot of their songs because they're always on the radio and everything. But I like their videos too, because they just have really crazy things in there and stuff like that.
Cool deal. And Hope, all right, you're bouncing over there. You got a pick for us or anything?
You can't
really understand you, kid. I don't speak sign language. Sorry. All right, next time. Okay, that's not helping, guys. That's not helping. The joke's over. Anyway, so that's it for us, guys. I am the old school Mike saying goodbye for episode 16 of Sound of Life podcast.
I'm 12-year-old Drea.
Little brother Caden, out.
And Hope. Yeah, see you later, kid.
Oh, Hope wants me to tell you guys something. Wait. Forget about it. I don't understand her.
Watch more.
I think it would be listen more, buddy.
Listen more.
There you go.
Not watch.
All right, cool. Well, thank you, boys and girls, for putting out the show. Caden, thank you for being our very special guest on the podcast this evening. And have a good night, everybody.
Guacamole and chips.